Welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Carrie Poppy. And this is our July 2013 episode of Oh No, Ross and Carrie, which means It's the month that I turn 30.
Oh, that's right. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah,
happy advance birthday. Days.
Well, thank you.
And welcome to the 30 Club. Well, before the end of the show, we'll beg you to make Carrie's birthday a little more merry by helping us out.
We definitely need the help. I would appreciate it for my birthday, but we'll get there.
Send Carrie a gift.
Send me money. Before we talk about that,
yeah.
Ross,
mm-hmm.
There is something pressing that we need to talk about.
Okay. I'm seeing the connection there. What did you want to squeeze out for this topic?
It's a pretty juicy topic that I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of pulp out of.
Nutritious pulp.
Now we're just saying juice words.
Yeah.
Not even.
We went on a juice diet, okay?
Not even metaphors. Yeah. Yeah. So we juiced. We didn't take steroids.
No, not steroids. Don't get the wrong idea.
Which actually, we could be talking right now about steroid use if we wanted to, because someone I know is reading, who is it? Some guy who just got caught for juicing and he wrote an autobiography.
Barry Bonds?
Maybe.
Like a baseball player?
Yeah, I think it was a baseball player.
Mark McGuire?
No. Well, anyway.
I hope I'm not like accusing someone who's innocent of all this. I haven't been following baseball that closely.
The book has almost an entire chapter devoted to screwing other baseball players' wives. Like
how-to.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm just going to start besmirching people's characters. Jose Canseco?
Maybe.
Daryl
I do
Strawberry?
Feel like there was a C in it. So maybe Jose Canseco.
Okay.
Let's blame him. Let's accuse him.
This is terrible.
Sleeping
Ignore
around.
Ignore everything we're saying. Okay.
Anyway, but that's not what
juicing.
We did.
We did not investigate that kind of juicing.
Right. We did not use steroids. We did not F anyone else's wives.
No.
Right.
Right.
Or women who are married to give them the ownership of this situation.
Oh.
Anyway, here's
we're just
the
making
point.
This worse.
Here's the point.
Juicing we're talking
we
about.
We drank vegetables and fruits.
Drinking vegetable and fruit juice and nothing else.
But I know what you're thinking. Well, juice is delicious. And I thought you guys went through difficulties for us so we didn't have to. Well, don't worry.
Yeah, hold the phone.
This was disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I had gone on a juice diet when my friend Jennifer wanted to try it out. And I said, yeah, I'll join you. Moral support. I'll help do the juicing. And that time was a lot worse because what I did was I just went out to like Robex juice and said, hey, mix me up some celery and kale and spinach and cucumber and ginger and lemon. That was the components. And they'd squeeze that all out in a juicer. You can buy these things or you squeeze out all the juice content. And then I'd drink that. And then I'd try to like improvise something else. And it was all just like kind of as I got it.
And that was worse?
It was worse because I think I just kind of starved myself
because
it was so much trouble and it tasted so bad.
Really? Well, I mean, because all my Robex is a juice chain here.
Yeah.
All my like Robex Jamba Juice experiences are pretty good.
Well,
was it because you were specially formulating the juice to be gross?
Right. Well, you know, there's a range of things you can order at one of these juice places.
Right.
And I actually did have like a Jamba Juice thing. But this would be like from the green part of the menu and you're only focusing on the pure green stuff. So it's
vegetables and then like a little sweetener.
Yeah, it's not like there was a bunch of strawberries or something
that.
Or pear or peach.
Because one of my favorite lunches is to just get a huge smoothie, but it's all fruits. It's delicious.
Yeah, no, this would be like you're drinking liquefied cucumber.
Right. Okay, that sounds a lot like our diet.
Parsley. Yeah, exactly. The worst parts of our diet.
Yes.
But this one I liked better because...
This one this month.
Yeah, because it was provided in advance. Like, they gave us the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a bit about that. How did we find this place?
Well, you found it for us. We're always trying to save our listeners money, so you found a coupon for it.
Yeah, it was one of those daily deal things, and you buy one, and then you get emails for the rest of your life. So every day I'm getting these daily deals from these different places, and it's very good for the podcast because, you know, it's just oftentimes these kind of things that you've never tried before. Alternative medicine is very heavily represented. Some of our previous episodes have come out of these daily deal coupons. And so this one was for a juice cleanse, and it was called the Weekend Warrior.
Wonderful. So if I hear weekend, I would think 2-day juice cleanse. Would I be right?
Yes, you would be correct in thinking that, but you might be confused by their website and its inconsistent kind of definition of a weekend. It was saying 2.5 day, 2.5 day cleanse.
Right.
And then they provide the juice for you and then you drink it.
But then when we actually got the juices, they were all divided into day one and day two. So I don't know where that extra half day exactly goes.
Yeah, well, they said there were like these protein ones, and they're like, this one's kind of optional. So right. Maybe you just extend that out in the extra half day. Yeah, it wasn't very clear at all.
Not terribly.
We were confused. On their website, they said that this weekend warrior package is a perfect mini detox program.
Okay.
It's supposed to detoxify you. And here's how it works, Carrie. One, you pick up 10 quarts of living earthly juices packaged in eco-friendly reusable jars with ice packs and inside a portable juice tote if you need it. You pick it up at Earthly Juice Shop or we can deliver it for a charge based on location. Two, over the next 2.5 to 3 days.
Okay. See, 2.5 to 3.
That's what it says. Okay. So that's why I had that in my head. Okay. You drink the juices and your body does the rest. If you have questions during the cleanse, you are welcome to call our detox counselors.
Great.
Plural.
Okay.
Counselors. And they will give you guidance, advice, and encouragement. After your cleanse, and then this is part 3.
Ross, there's a tone in your voice that makes me feel like you doubt these claims upon reflection.
This is upon reflection, yes. I wouldn't have read it this way to begin with.
Detox counselors. Plural.
That's right. Okay. I'm pointing out certain things that might come into.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
Might come into call later. And then 3, after your cleanse, we pick up or you can drop off your earthly juice jars, totes, and ice packs. We still have our jars. I should give them back the jars because you're supposed to.
Oh, I'm going to keep mine.
Okay. That's 10 of them. Do you need 10 jars?
Yeah, I like to use them as like drinking vessels.
All right. Not going to judge you.
Thank you. It's a very judgmental thing to say.
Because they said they'd give you back $1 a piece.
I know. Who would drive back to West Hollywood?
That's the problem. If it was local.
For 10 bucks.
It was really hard to get down there. It was really kind of frustrating, like on a work day.
Yeah.
So that's what's keeping me back. But I have these 10 jars sitting in my house. I don't know, 10 bucks. Is it worth it?
No.
I'm just going to recycle these things. Never mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So I emailed this woman. I'd had this daily deal thing for a long time. And, okay, as we'd mentioned, $250 for 10 jars.
Ordinarily.
So then with the coupon, I get 2 of them for $250. Half off.
Yeah, hey.
But still, every one of these is essentially a meal, every quart jar.
Right.
And so you're spending, even with this deal, $12.50 per jar.
Right.
It's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of confusion over the emails. I would send an email and she'd give me some simple response like, next Wednesday, or without a D.
And never dates, just like Wednesday, as if there's only one of those.
Just this disembodied little piece of information. And then I would write back and I'd include all the information every time because one time I mentioned the juice cleanse and then she wrote back saying, I'll have your green juice package ready. Ooh, weekend warrior. I want to make sure I'm getting my $250 package.
You want the weekend warrior, not the green juice.
Yeah, I don't want the $100 package or whatever
right.
it is.
Oh, sure.
Got to have this for 3 days. And then it would shift to 2 days and then it'd be back to 3 days. It was just very confusing. So I wasn't feeling too impressed with the level of professionalism.
Sure. Yeah. And so then you looped me into the conversation and I couldn't get any more out of her.
Right.
But finally, you set up a time on a Friday, I think, to go and get them.
Yeah. And here I'd warned everybody at work, okay, I'm going to be late. I'm going to go, you know, to West Hollywood, pick up these juices at 10 a.m. and then I'll come back to work. And that's, you know, it's a long drive for me and there's a lot of traffic. And so right as I'm getting ready to leave, I had that last minute email from her saying, oh, I'll be there at 11. Well, that's good to know. So I ended up being really late to work that day.
Sorry.
Yeah. And carrying
a lot of
jars. Well, I'll post
both of ours.
I'll post pictures of this and imagine these 20 quart size mason jars, pickling jars, essentially jam packed. I've got to give them credit. They put juice all the way to the top. It was very heavy.
I think you were carrying a good 50 pounds.
I was carrying a laptop and then all these things of juice, like trying to get to work. And then I had to find 2 different fridges at work to like sneak these into.
Oh boy.
And luckily no one like stole them or wanted to try
them. No one wanted to steal those, Ross.
No one wants to.
Because what did they look like?
Well, bright colors, actually. It's kind of interesting. Well, okay. Green.
Yeah, most of them were were tones of green.
There was like a pink one. I would have been interested in that.
There was one pink one.
I think we had a little bit of confusion because I just kept them in the containers that were given to me.
Right.
And I think you got too many of the...
green smoothie.
You got 3 green smoothies and I got 3 green juices. I think we were supposed to both get 2 of each.
But they were both gross, so I don't that's mind. That's true.
None. Like, I was going to be upset about that. And I was like, I don't know if I really had to choose if I want more of the green smoothies.
Right.
It sounds good because it has the word smoothie in it.
Not good.
Not so good. But yeah, when I went to pick this up in West Hollywood, I was expecting to ask a bunch of questions too. Mm-hmm. So I had questions ready. And so I step up there and I said, oh, is Ellen here? And the guy said, oh, no, she just drops off the juices. Mm. So they had a little fridge in the back. And this was like a place where they do massage and various other mm-hmm. services. And so they just have this one little fridge that has the logo of the company on it.
Mm.
And that's where they leave it for you to pick up. So I was a little bummed because I was going to ask questions. I wanted that
right.
interaction.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, well, that looks like plenty of food for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did one before. I did do a juice cleanse, but it was just kind of like going to Robex and picking out juices and stuff.
Oh, no. This is heavy duty.
Quite the same deal.
Can you carry all that?
I think so. I'm going to try. I certainly don't want to drop these.
Cool, thanks.
All right,
you're welcome. Take care.
You too.
After we got our juices, we tried to call that evening, right?
Yeah. So, well, first you brought the juices over to my house and I had plans that night and I said, like, you know what? I have to go. I've stuck Ross with 60 pounds of juice.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go meet him, which of course everybody had lots of questions about. But so I came and I met you and looked at all this juice, which all looked really pretty. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. It looked pretty gross, but like it could be good.
Yeah.
Like there was,
I was holding out hope that this would be tasty.
Yeah. I was too. And like you say, the ones that were more like the colors of a typical smoothie, I was like, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at them. We especially want to know what we're being detoxified of.
Yes, right. Because there's one that's like a peppermint detox. And they'll say the ingredients, or at least mm-hmm. the rough ingredients on the top of each jar.
Right.
But yeah, there were 2 detox teas mm-hmm. for each of us.
A hibiscus tea and a peppermint tea.
Yeah. You really like the hibiscus one.
No.
Oh.
The hibiscus one was terrible
and
bitter.
You like the peppermint one?
Yeah, the peppermint one was fine.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me that the hibiscus was good. And I was drinking. I was like, it's not that good, Carrie.
No.
And were these hot drinks, Carrie?
No. I could not drink hot drinks for all 2 days.
Oh, but you like hot drinks.
I know.
We were drinking cold slushies of vegetables and beets. Some of them were beet red because they had beets. And I don't like beets.
Oh, God. I like beets, but not in a... not just beet juice.
Right.
That's what runs off your plate when you go to the salad bar. But so we called the woman.
Yes.
And
the numbers she'd provided to us a number of times.
Right.
Answering machine.
And left her a message and said, you know, we have a lot of questions about what order to drink these in, for example, and what we're being detoxified of. And, you know, I get migraines. Will this help with that?
Right.
We didn't get a response at all.
I left my phone number and yeah, I got a response 2 days later by email where she said, oh, sorry, you can still call me.
Great. So we went on their website and we did find this video tutorial that told us basically the order to drink the juices in. It wasn't totally clear, but then we had a basic understanding.
Yeah, because it's kind of confusing. You've got 10 jars of juice and like the system that we found in the video, it roughly matched up with the colors and compositions of the juices. It wasn't exact. Like they would say, oh, now you have right. this orange juice. I'm like, none of ours are orange.
Right.
So that was a little confusing. And so, yeah, we wanted to ask her those questions about which order. And like we said, it's supposed to be a 3-day juice cleanse, maybe 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is labeled day 1 or day 2.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do I have this? What do I save? So, yeah, we just embarked on it. You kind of put together a recipe for us, and I followed what you put.
Yeah, I just watched the video, and based on the order that she was sort of presenting them in the video, we decided that was our order. So day 1 was 1 dark tea, which was the hibiscus tea, and then 1 red juice, which was the beet heavy juice, 1 green juice, 1 milky thing.
Milky thing.
And then 1 protein smoothie optional.
Okay.
So I started a day before you.
And I was waiting to start. So how did you feel?
Well, as I started it, I was pretty excited. I was like, this will be good. Like, at least I'm eating. Because I did that Master Cleanse diet last year for the show.
Yeah, and that did not work out well
with
your system.
That was terrible. I think mostly, though, because you don't get hardly any calories. You're basically fasting.
Right. And remind people, that's like made out of water and lemonade.
Not even lemonade. It's water, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, a little bit of maple syrup, and then laxatives.
Oh.
That was horrible.
That's all you're drinking.
Yeah, that's all you're drinking and eating. You're supposed to do it for up to 10 days. I think I made it to day 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that was terrible. So I thought, okay, at least I'm taking in calories. I'm not taking laxatives. How bad can this be? So I started drinking it. I drank the hibiscus tea, which was so bitter. And it might have been okay if they had had a little bit of sweetener in it, but it was just really bitter. It's quite a way to introduce yourself to the program. So I was already like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be great. And then I started drinking the other juices, and they were all just so blandly vegetable-y. And I like vegetables, but it tasted just like the water that runs off of vegetables after you clean them.
Right. Oh, I felt myself wanting anything salty. Like, I really felt like I was missing out on salt.
Okay. I just wanted solid food.
You get the food cravings really soon. On the first day, the end of the first day, I'm, like, thinking about pizza. And, like, just anything sounds so good. It's like...
And even just, like, grapes, like, something that would be more substantive, you know?
Right. And I passed by a Burger King, and that sounded really good. I was like, oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah. So by the end of that first day, and I get headaches, I get nauseous if I don't eat enough. And so by the end of that first day, I had, like, a raging migraine, and I was like, I can't do this. I almost just told you, like, never mind. I can't do any of these food things anymore. Ever since I started getting migraines, I should just not do these. I was, like, about to quit.
We've learned that this is tough for Carrie, this whole food deprivation thing.
It is. And, I mean, just, like, a horrible, horrible migraine. So I just thought, okay, they did offer one-day cleanses on the site. So I figured I'll just split this into 2 one-day cleanses. So I did my one day, I took a day off, and then I did the second day, and that alleviated the horrible migraine.
Weakling.
So, sorry.
I'm supposed to give you grief over
really
this.
Really sorry about my migraine disorder. But the second day, I emailed her and I said, my gosh, I got this terrible migraine. Is that the toxins coming out? What is that? And is it okay that I split my cleanse up into 2 days? Has anyone else done this? Right. Will I still get the same benefits from it? I see that you have one-day cleanses, so could I just think of it as me taking two one-day cleanses? I mean, just double the benefit of that.
Right.
No response.
Oh, the response would have helped, huh?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, not much follow-up with this. You got your juice. You should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us alone.
Right.
So yeah, I started then Sunday morning after having a very nice meal Saturday night. And at least for me, the first tea that I got that was marked as a day one was the cinnamon rooibos detox.
Oh, you got rooibos tea?
Is that what that is?
Rooibos? Yeah, that's good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that was fine. I was like, all right. You know, it's very watery, but yeah, it was good. And it's supposed to be detoxifying, whatever. Who knows? I took 2 jars with me to go have a meal with family.
Uh-huh.
I'd forgotten we'd already scheduled to have this meal at a restaurant. My mom's like, oh, I'll treat. I was like, oh, but you're off the hook for me. I'm just drinking these juices. So I had that, and then I had the carrot, orange, apple, ginger, peach, fennel, celery, golden beet juice.
Which sounds okay.
Yeah, there's some good sounding items in there.
Then you drink it.
Not a good mixture.
Oh my God.
Gross.
It just tastes like beets, but beet water.
Yeah, like you'll find that there's certain things that just take over. Like their flavor covers everything else.
And I think maybe they were the cheapest of the things included, so they included a lot of them.
Maybe that could be
it. Because the one that's cucumber heavy is like all cucumber.
It was like the color of a slightly orange pea soup. So I chugged that down. I chugged down the detox tea while I was surrounded by family members eating all these really delicious, like, panini sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was tough. So that was the start to my juice cleanse. And then I just kept going through the rest of the day. Let's see. Well, after that, I had a green smoothie, white nectarine, parsley, celery, flax, mango, and green apple. And the parsley takes over in that one.
Yep.
You're drinking a bunch of parsley, and it's just a, you know, kind of a dull green tone, sort of a muted green. And I kept on going straight through. So the next day was Monday, and I was at work, and everybody at work knew I was doing this, so they kept asking me questions about it. And then I had this, like, deep blood red juice, which is cucumber, kale, beet, lemon, apple, parsley, ginger, turmeric. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? Turmeric. So I guess the turmeric taste is really strong, but so is cucumber and so is parsley and so is beet. So it was like really intense. I'd say the beet won out, but still really gross. I did not like that. And I had to drink 2 green juices that day, I think because of our mix up. So I
did, oh, right.
And I was really dreading that. So I'd kind of keep trying to break it up with the other ones. Like there was this one that was like strawberry and hemp.
Yeah, that was good.
And
that
agave.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, that was actually really good. At least compared to everything else.
Sunflower milk. Base.
Sunflower milk.
Yeah.
They spell it M-Y-L-K.
Okay, yeah.
I can only assume just to denote that it's not dairy.
Right. But yeah, I will say all these things were completely vegan, so that was nice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. No additional thought process there. But yeah, I had to drink. I drank one the day before, and I had 2 of these cucumber, celery, lemon, ginger, kale, apple things. And like they would start to burn at my throat.
Ugh.
Like I felt like my throat was just being stripped raw.
Oh, and weird. I didn't feel that.
Did you notice like these juices would leave kind of this weird gritty texture on my teeth?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. What's... like you hadn't brushed your teeth in 4 days.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was brushing my teeth a lot because it like just felt gross. And you could feel a bunch of little miners there on your teeth, like breaking into your enamel.
In your enamel,
dig, dig, dig,
kind of like
dig,
after you vomited and you're like, I just need to get home.
Yeah, it feels like acidic. Yeah, exactly. Like nobody get close to me.
Right. And then also one of the green juices was half water and half juice.
Oh,
and
yeah. So that's the one that you only got 1 of and I got 3 of.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's
and
the one
was
that,
gross.
That was burning my throat by
the
last one.
Oh, okay. So maybe I just forgot it because I only had 1.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it would separate and look disgusting, like oil and water separate.
Right, right. So you'd have, this thick, darker green stuff on the bottom and then this kind of light watery stuff floating above it, and you'd have to mix it up. Yeah, and I'd be drinking it, and 10 minutes later it'd be separated, so I'd shake it up again and drink it.
I was keeping that one in my partner's fridge for a while. I had brought it to his house, and every time I would do it, he was like, oh, when are you gonna drink that?
It does look like something's gone bad.
Yeah,
totally.
It's super gross.
So there was a lot of juice, and then I was planning to make this a 3-day cleanse, and heck, that's a lot of juice to get through. Oh my goodness, I've never had to pee so bad in my life.
Yeah.
Never.
You pee a lot.
Oh my. Because
you're drinking a lot.
They want
and in addition to all the juices, you have to drink 1 quart of water.
Yes.
Which actually starts to taste delicious.
The water, yeah.
Yes.
Because at least it's just unadulterated water.
Right.
And yeah, and a quart is 4 cups, just in case anybody doesn't know the conversion there. Anyways, when we were coming back from that brunch with my family, all of a sudden, like in the car, I'd peed at the restaurant, but all of a sudden everything, I guess, had come down to my bladder. Oh, I really got to pee. But we're on the freeway heading back home. And I was like starting to panic. I've never had to pee this badly that I can even remember in my life.
Oh, no.
And it's like to the point where it's like, okay, I almost want you to just stop the car and I'll go jump out and pee on the bus stop or something, like so bad. And it was starting to really hurt. And Kara said, well, welcome to being a girl.
Yeah.
That was her response. I've never experienced that before. It's awful.
Yeah, I do think we have smaller bladders and there's more stuff down there pushing on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Doctors, don't write in now and tell me why I'm wrong about that.
My wife has been pregnant before with our son. And yeah, constant peeing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never had it be painful. Usually like I can ignore it for a couple hours, no problem. This was bad.
Oh, man.
Okay, so a quart is almost a liter. Okay.
Okay.
So about a liter of water a day.
Yeah. And then 5 liters of juice, about.
Yeah. Though I was trying to ration them out a little bit. I was leaving a little bit extra of most of the juices so I could pad out that third day because I was going to extend it for 3 days. So yeah, all of Tuesday, I had nothing but more of that juice.
Man, see, I was able to drink both servings, you know, 1 each day, 5 quarts each day.
Oh, you must have been peeing a lot.
I was peeing a lot, but it's still, I mean, I still don't think I took in more than 500 or 600 calories each of those days.
Yeah.
It's,
so even
if you have headaches, don't do it.
The first time I did the juice cleanse, like when I was just putting together my own juices, I did get headaches. And so I was kind of fearing that with this one. I think I had enough nutrition in these juices they provided that I was actually okay.
And
I didn't feel lightheaded. I did feel there was like a certain sense of vulnerability, like I wouldn't have wanted to go running or something like that. Like I felt like my body wasn't firing on all cylinders.
Right, a little cloudy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I did go down to the gym and just tried to lift weights on the third day just to see if I can induce a headache. Mm-hmm. And I felt a little lightheaded by the end of the day, but I had a lot less on the third day than I did the previous days.
Oh man, you're lucky.
So I think I can handle that kind of restricted diet better than maybe most. Mm-hmm. But still, if you're going to do this, especially more than 3 days, talk to your doctor first.
Oh yeah, for sure. And anyone who like is generally sensitive to skipping a meal or something, yeah, I would say don't even bother.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at doing that, like, you know, yeah, going you a long are time without food.
Sometimes like we'll be recording, you'll be like, God, I haven't eaten all day. Now that I think of it, I haven't eaten since lunch yesterday. And I'm like, what? It's 9 p.m. lunch yesterday.
Right. So I think I can get away with this kind of stuff, mm-hmm, more than most people would.
Yeah.
But yeah, be careful about that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, Carrie.
Yeah.
I just ordered Soylent.
Oh, right.
So I...
Not for an investigation.
Yeah. No, not at all. I was... Just funny because I did a juice cleanse before, not for an investigation. But I was having lunch with a coworker of mine, Darren, and we were talking about, you know, this joke he had heard about human chow and how it would be great if you only had to eat this one bar and it had everything that you needed for your body. Mm-hmm. And then you just go on with your day. You don't have to take a long time out for a meal. Anyway, so then after we had this conversation about basic nutrition, I found this link online to Soylent. It's, mm-hmm, this startup. There were two guys online. They were raising funds for it. And it's this powder, you add water to it, and it's all the nutrition you need, mm-hmm, and nothing more. And your body just processes all of it and you're fine. And I guess the founder has been living off of it for 5 months or something.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Fun. And so I was like all excited, like, yes, I want this stuff. So I ordered a week's supply of Soylent, and it's not people.
Right.
Just want to make that clear.
Just Soylent, not Soylent Green.
Yes. Soylent Green is people.
And I looked up a Forbes article about it. A writer for Forbes subsisted on it for a week,
oh,
I think,
really?
And wrote about it. Yeah. And his major complaint was that it's not flavored enough, although they tell you to flavor it.
Mm.
And that he hates the name because everyone online is so proud of themselves for getting it.
Uh-huh. Right.
That he just found that really irritating.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't even research it that much. I was just like, here's my money. Here's $65. Send me a week's supply.
You wondered how this show got started. This is how.
I'll drink it. So we'll see.
Here's
how that
my
goes.
Money. Send me some bullshit.
Yeah. You know, it could be totally legit, though.
Oh, of course. Of all course. Right. Oh, I don't mean bullshit that way. I mean some...
Ridiculous.
Some stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I should be getting mine in August.
Wow. Well, that'll be fun. We'll be glad to hear about it.
Oh, okay. So okay. Detoxing.
Yeah. You know, every time that detoxing comes up, it seems we ask them to please tell us what this means. Yeah. What are we detoxifying ourselves of?
A couple of friends actually brought up this point as we were getting ready for the juice cleanse. And it's a very good point. They said, well, why don't you get a blood test, mm-hmm, before you do the juice cleanse, measure your toxicity levels, and, yeah, then get one afterward.
Great point.
Yeah.
But
why is that difficult, Gary?
Well, a couple reasons. When they say toxins and they don't define exactly what they are, we don't know what to get the blood test for. And the only toxins that are commonly in blood that we hear about all the time are mercury and lead.
Right.
So we could get tested for those, but those tests are quite expensive, especially when they're voluntary, as they would be for us. And we don't even know if that's what it's supposed to get rid of.
Exactly. And so you can get those individual tests for various toxins, but you can't just, like, you know, here, take my blood and then give me back a lab report and tell me all the toxins in my body. They're testing, right, for that one particular thing or maybe two particular things. And it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, even with insurance, you're going to spend hundreds of dollars. And yeah, what are we going to use as an insurance excuse, right, for getting these tests done?
Right, exactly.
So wasn't entirely practical, but we really wanted to talk to this detox counselor they kept, yeah, telling us about. So,
and maybe the detox counselor could tell us whether, you know, even if we couldn't measure anything, will this help relieve some of the symptoms that we regularly deal with? Like, I get migraines, you get some muscle pain and...
Well, like various back...
back pain. Okay, so I get migraines, you get back pain. So maybe this detox counselor could tell us if we could expect improvement in those things.
Right. So after, again, a couple calls that we'd left and not gotten any response, I got a call out of the blue on Monday night.
As your detox was finishing.
I still had all of Tuesday to go.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I was 2/3 of the way through it, essentially. So I was at a meeting and I had to step out because I'd gotten this phone call from a number I didn't recognize. And so the person said, "Hi, I'm the detox counselor. Is this Ross of Ross and Carrie?" And I had this little moment of panic, like, oh, she's onto us. The jig is up. Like, she knows who we are, but she just said,
she's going to make me pee out all the juice and give it back.
Yeah, right. What is she going to do to me? But still, it was like this momentary panic. And I was like, oh, yes, this is Ross. But then I realized she'd just been looking at the emails.
Right.
And so immediately I was trying to get a feel for what toxins are. I wanted some kind of definition out of her. So she started out saying, well, you know, it's pretty multi-layered. It cleanses out your colon. And it clears out the residues left on the colon, depending on the regularity and the types of food that you have.
Okay, so pause there.
Mm-hmm.
I did not poop once during this cleanse.
Really?
Did you?
A few times. Really? A couple times, yeah.
See, now I was talking to some of my friends about this, and I wonder, because I'm pretty regular on the old poop.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this is better for people who aren't, or who eat foods that sit in your colon longer, maybe? I don't know. But I eat like a lot of fruits and vegetables all the time.
Yeah.
So it's usually in and out.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
The general idea was that, yeah, it cleans out all the stuff that's somehow sticking to your innards.
Right.
Because we're kind of this inverted tube that we have running from our mouth to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of stuff is supposed to have accumulated along there. So when I asked her to kind of specify on this, I said, oh, are we talking about toxins like lead and mercury? Is it going to help clean those out? And she said, oh, no, just everyday stuff. And
not anything that could kill you.
She said lots of meats, oily food, medication that you've taken. The body holds lots of toxins. So I repeated, whoa, so what again are toxins? She said, oh, well, things that can cause more bacteria. There's toxins in the water and air. The basic thing about toxins is that they're man-made. She said that at one point.
Oh.
Okay.
But they're in meat?
Yeah, and other foods that we eat. The water and the air. So maybe like pollution in the air.
Right.
Maybe that's the toxin she's thinking of. You know, carbon dioxide or I don't know.
Okay.
She said they're poisonous air that we breathe and food that we eat. Oh, and I love this that she said, there are good toxins and there are bad toxins.
Oh.
She said that.
Did you ask her what some good toxins are?
She said, it's very interesting if you go into the biology of it all. Yeah, I did. And then she changed like her tune. And then later on, she said, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria, which is true.
That's absolutely true.
Good job. we should mention that at one point she reiterated that, oh, right now I'm acting as a detox counselor, but I'm actually studying psychotherapy right now. I'm just on summer break.
Okay.
So she's taking time off from psychotherapy to give us guidance on our detoxing.
Now, I might be wrong about this, but I also think psychotherapy is a specific term for people who study Freudian psychology.
At least it came out of that.
Yeah.
And I think it still kind of borrows from that language. Like, looking for certain symbolic meanings in the things you say.
Right.
And, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, go on.
She was saying a bunch of things. You'd say that, this all begins with toxins and it becomes bacteria. There's a long causal chain. She said that at one point. What? Like, I don't think she has any conception of what any of these things are.
Yeah,
she doesn't know what toxins are, and then they become synonymous with bacteria, and then they're not.
This reminds me a lot of, you know, your friend who read a book 2 years ago that really impacted them, but they can remember none of the particulars.
Right.
So they're like, no, you have to read it. It's life-changing. Well, what's it about? It's just really good. And, like, she just really explains, like, just, like, biology and, like, how people it's really good. You really have to read it. And you're like, this tells me nothing.
You just summed up so many conversations I've had with people. I love it. It was very much that. And anytime you tried to pin her down on one thing, you'd get this kind of weird, bizarre. I just loved it that she was willing to say these things. And
then you try
to get her to quantify them. And so I followed up with a good bacteria, bad bacteria, saying, yeah, we have this population of bacteria in our colon that we need. Does this juice cleanse flush them out? Like, do we then need to replace some of the good bacteria? Oh, no. This is all good stuff.
Because, you know, when you got your colon flushed out, remember they put that milky white stuff in you to replenish the good bacteria, remember?
Yeah, probiotics. They flush that right back up my poop
anus.
Chute. So no, this is all the good stuff. And so I said, oh, well, do you actually add any bacteria to the juices, or is it just what's listed on the juice? Right. Oh, no, we don't add anything. It's just what's in the juice.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you start to be like, well, wait a honkin' minute. I'm looking at the ingredients on the top of this $25 thing of juice, and it's like cucumber and parsley. I could have blended up some cucumber and parsley if you're not adding anything else.
Yeah, totally. You could use the money from, you know, purchasing these things to get yourself your own juicer. Mm-hmm. You could afford it for that much money and just throw your own vegetables and fruits down there. She did say that this isn't necessarily a good weight loss method.
Okay.
So that's something, even though I think that's really one of the best uses of it is to mix it up with other things and have like one meal where you just drink juice.
Oh, sure.
And I weighed myself during this juice cleanse and the previous one. The previous one, I did lose a lot of weight, at least as far as I measured, 4 to 6 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And it came back, you know, and of course I'm emptying my body, but I was pretty surprised then that it was so drastic. This time I only measured 2 pounds difference.
I didn't lose any weight at all.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right. She also recommended a couple films on Netflix for me to look up. One called Forks and Knives.
Oh, Forks Over Knives.
Forks Over Knives. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen Forks Over Knives.
Is it good? What?
What's the idea? Mixed, I'd say. Yep. It's at least allegedly based in studies, and they do reference those studies directly. But
it's life-changing, Carrie. I mean, they just explain it with the nutrition.
You just gotta see it. But yeah, it's based on the China study, which is a very long epidemiological study of nutrition based on why people in China supposedly have such lower cancer rates. I haven't looked into the methodology of it, so really can't comment on how strong the study is, but at least it was based in a study.
Okay.
That's so it's got that going for
something.
It.
Yep. The other one she recommended was one that I had watched before I did the first juice cleanse called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Ah, haven't seen that
and
one.
This is about a guy from Australia who comes to the U.S. and he goes on a 60-day juice cleanse.
Wow.
He drinks nothing but juice for 60 days and he starts recruiting other people and he loses a ton of weight.
I bet.
As you might imagine. But yeah, he had found that he was just getting very overweight and uncomfortable in his own body and lethargic. And so this fixed up everything. And if I remember correctly, they did a pretty good job of like hedging the claims. They didn't get too infomercial with it. Mm-hmm. He also recommended consulting with a doctor if you're going to do any kind of extended juice cleanse. And I would reiterate that. So after seeing that, I was like, well, 3 days. I can handle 3 days. Mm-hmm. And okay. I have. Yeah. This one wasn't that bad.
Good. Yeah. Well, good.
It was for you.
It was with the headaches. But
yeah,
that was mostly just at the end of the first day. When I did it the second day, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I was starting to get one, but
I was able to do a full continuous 3 days drinking nothing but water and these juices. Good. And boy, I had to pee. And see, I don't know how much people want to hear about the other end, but
Let's hear it. These people have listened to you flush out your colon.
Yeah. Well, there was one time I could tell I'd been drinking beet juice. Let's just say that.
Oh, God, I know what that means.
Did you get the mental image there?
Yeah, it sounded like you're bleeding out your butt.
Right, except a little purplier.
Oh,
I guess.
Come on.
You said you wanted details. And then the other time was fairly normal, actually. I'd say darker, more like baby poop. I don't know. Have you ever seen a baby's poop?
No, I don't think
Brand
so.
Brand new babies, they have like this kind of dark, soupy poop.
Gross.
It is gross.
Like after you take Pepto-Bismol and your poop is like a weird color.
Oh, is that the case? I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll turn your poop like grayish to black and like really like stewy.
Interesting. I think I've only taken Pepto-Bismol like once in my life.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, it wasn't like I had diarrhea or anything, so that's good, which you might expect for a juice diet.
But I just didn't poop until I ate solid food again.
Interesting. But boy, does solid food taste.
Oh, my God.
It just sounds so good, and it tastes delicious. Eat. Right. I was getting the worst cravings at night.
Uh-huh.
Mornings are okay for me, and I actually did end up eating like my first solid food in the morning, so it wasn't quite as gratifying as it would have been at night. But still, it was nice to get back to solid food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Carrie.
When I was done, I ate some vegan buffalo wings, and they were great.
Nice.
And they were even like 3 hours old because it was my friend's leftover vegan buffalo wings, and they were still amazing.
The first thing I ate was 3-day-old leftovers from the last meal I had.
Oh, God, that's sad.
Saturday night. It was still good, though.
Yeah, I bet. Actually, it's probably the best time you've ever had leftovers.
Exactly. Yeah. These are delicious leftovers.
Okay, well, Ross, before we go on to our rankings.
Yes.
I think we better shout out to some donors.
Donors! Woohoo!
So we have Martin Dempsey from Surrey, UK.
Yay, Martin. Also, Angela Hatton from Murray, Kentucky.
And I have a message from Angela. She said, could you please give a shout out and a happy birthday to my husband, Todd Hatton of Murray, Kentucky? It would be extra special for him because he loves the podcast.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Hi, Todd. Shout out.
Stephanie Taylor from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you, Stephanie. And Dwight Ilk.
With two L's?
You know, L's and I's are always really hard to tell apart. From Invergrove Heights, Minnesota.
Armel Patanian from Valley Glen, California.
Thank you, Armel. And also Daniel Beecher from Salt Lake City, Utah.
And Nathaniel Miller from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Thank you.
All right, so Ross.
Yes.
Looking back over your Juice Cleanse experience,
mm-hmm.
what would you give it on a pseudoscience ranking where one is something not at all pseudoscientific, right?
It's something
completely grounded in science.
Oh, well established.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, like, gravity, or... Yeah, like gravity, or like the theory of evolution.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, totally.
And then 10 is something just obviously off the chart, pseudoscientific.
Ridiculous, yeah. No evidence for it, yeah, I get it.
Like, okay, like, you want an example? Like,
sure, okay, yeah.
Okay, like, you're...
Just to set the scale.
Sure, every part of you.
Okay.
Okay, every part of you is made of goat sperm.
Well, not after all that juice I've been drinking. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Actually, you don't know what was in that juice.
The labels. I'm trusting the labels. That's what made our teeth feel so gritty.
Oh.
I just ruined that. I'm judging purely on the detox claims here because I think that is the one thing that they say in their advertising for these juice cleanses that mm-hmm. just... They don't have a definition for it, isn't supported. There doesn't seem to be anything the body doesn't naturally flush out on its own.
And that's the central claim here. They don't promote it as a weight loss thing or anything.
Yeah.
They just say it's detoxifying.
Other systems do talk more about weight loss, which I think would have more validity. But on the basis of the detox claims,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a high pseudoscience rating. I'm going to say an 7.5.
And 7.5.
I was going to say 8. That's why I had the and there.
Yeah.
All right. How about you? What would you give it?
I'd give it higher. The only validity I can see to the detox claim is that you're probably not taking in a lot of things that are bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, these vegetables and fruits are getting rid of bad things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're sort of fasting from...
I mean, yeah, certainly a doctor will have you do a detox diet. You know, if you're preparing for some sort of surgery or something where you need to have your body flushed out,
mm-hmm.
some sort of imaging maybe that you're doing... That's totally legit.
I don't think they would even call that a detox diet, though.
Oh, that's true. No, you're right. Yeah. They would say a cleanse, right?
Right.
Did I say detox?
Yeah.
Silly me. So that makes sense. It does wash you out, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But is that removing toxins from your body?
Yeah, I don't think so. So I'm going to give it like a 9.
Okay. No, that's totally fair. I felt like being nice.
Sure, fair enough.
Okay. Well then, Carrie, what would you give this as a pocket drainer value?
Why are you laughing, Ross?
Because I see how you've ordered the ratings. I see what you're up to. All right. Well, what would you rate this on a pocket draining value where one is something... not pocket draining at all. Like
okay.
You put your keys in your pocket, but your pocket holds them just fine.
Okay.
But then 10 is something incredibly pocket draining. Like you take juice and nothing but juice and you put that in your pockets and it just kind of seeps out. It drains out of your pocket. I'm going very literal here this time.
From 1 to 10?
Yeah, but apply it metaphorically to money.
Great. That's really helpful.
And money management.
Well, this is one of those where, sure, doing it one time isn't going to rob you blind, but for what you're getting, it seems really ridiculous to be paying $25 for a quart of tea, and which is literally water. So I think this is one of the biggest pocket draining that we've seen. So I think like 9.5.
Judging by this system, what we did this time,
mm-hmm.
I would totally join you up there. Yeah, fair, 9.5. I will say, though, that like what I did the last time I did a juice diet, what my friend Jennifer did this mm-hmm. time is just buy juices kind of helter-skelter. If you had your own juicer, you could really just,
mm-hmm.
That would be your fixed cost.
And
then you would have vegetables that you're squeezing out to get new juice. So then that would be far more affordable. And last mm-hmm. time, I think I ended up paying more like 16, 20 bucks a day.
But then how do you know if you're getting the right combination of things to detoxify yourself?
And there's a lot of these juice systems out here that are like, oh, we prepare them for you. And we bottle them in all these nice little fancy bottles.
And they're all pretty expensive.
Yeah. They did fill it all the way to the top.
They sure did.
But it's still not worth $25
Lots of cucumber in there.
So, yeah, I'll go with you on a 9.5. Big waste of money to do the juice systems.
Seems like it. Ross, would you like to do the next one? I'll let you.
Oh.
I'll let you.
Oh, thank you. I'm not feeling particularly creative. Go ahead. Just don't get too sick with it, okay?
Okay. Okay, fine. Someone actually tweeted at me about our scale last time that I didn't even remember. Did I say something about someone having penises for teeth?
Yes, you did. Have you forgotten how creepy your creepiness scale is?
It's pretty creepy. Okay. So what would you give this on a creepiness scale, Ross? Where one is something not at all creepy. Like you go to Robex Juice and you say, may I please have a juice? And they make you a juice right in front of you. It's all fruits.
Mm-hmm.
They hand it to you. They say that'll be $5.28 and you leave.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Okay. So then compare that to a 10.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
Which is you go to a Robex Juice.
All right.
And they say, what would you like? And you say, like oranges and carrots and mango.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, ooh, come with me. And they lead you behind a gold curtain and up a ramp of clouds and introduce you to all of your ancestors.
What?
Who each hand you one vegetable or fruit and say, take this, Ross, be juiced. And they fondle you gently from head to foot.
Fondle me gently.
Send you back to this mortal coil with your Robex juice, which was free.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give this a 2. No, no, not even a 2. This isn't creepy at all. Say 1.1.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't register for me as creepy either. I give it a 0.
Yeah.
Not creeped out.
Yeah, I think 1 is the bottom of our scale. But,
oh, okay.
You know,
we've 1. Sure, 1.
Never fully figured this out. Okay. All right. Creepiness is not the problem here.
Yeah.
Well, then, Carrie, what would you give this on a danger rating value where 1 is something not dangerous at all, like going out to your own garden in your own theoretical backyard.
Okay.
And picking out a tomato, washing it off.
Yeah.
Do that.
Sure.
We're going for 1 here on danger. And then you eat it. It's good.
All great. Right.
And then 10 is something incredibly dangerous, like you walk into a Robex juice and you're like, I'm on a juice diet. I would like some juice. And they grab you and they pull you behind the counter through a red curtain.
Okay.
And they've got a wood chipper back there.
Oh, Jesus.
Kind of like in Fargo.
Yeah, and, exactly like in Fargo.
And you get a bunch of juice.
From myself?
Yourself. And that's all but your day.
I wouldn't get any.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you're right. That's pretty dangerous, Ross.
That's a 10.
So, okay, all the time when we're talking about these, we're like, well, it might not be that dangerous unless you have something serious and you take this for something serious, which you shouldn't, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right, right.
I do feel like that's a little more likely in this scenario when you keep talking about how its only function is detoxifying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are more likely to try this instead of going to get something that actually works and maybe prolonging their symptoms of whatever they have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a little more dangerous there, and especially because two of our things were labeled kidney cleansing and liver cleansing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that they can medicate through this.
Yeah. So
that was another thing my detox counselor said. Food is medicine.
Well, and not that there's no truth to that, but it's not that simple. So, yeah, if you had like liver cancer and you went to do a detox instead of going right away to a cancer doctor, that would be bad news. So I think a little higher than I would otherwise say. I'm going to say like a 5.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say it registers, but not too highly. All these plans are for pretty short durations.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're trying to go longer than 3 days, you're taking the highway to the danger zone.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely consult with a doctor if you're going to do anything like that, because in a sense, you are what you eat, and we need sufficient nutrition. Some of us need certain things and really have to monitor them. So it's something you should be aware of with your own body, and you shouldn't really wander into not knowing. And the whole toxin claim, I think, is unfounded, not worth all this effort and money. I do think this could be a helpful method of dieting.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to mix it in with other things, like eat a solid meal, then maybe for one meal, just have juice. And and you actually could lose weight on that
because for sure.
you're taking in less calories. I mean, it's a mathematic equation. You know, it's what you take in plus the energy you exert. And, of course, your own personal metabolism and genetic history.
And also, if you don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, obviously you're going to feel better if you eat more. Don't eat a bunch of chips or whatever
Yeah, what are you replacing? Eating. Exactly. Yeah, if you're eating cheeseburgers every day, this will be good for you. So I would say the danger rating, 5.
Okay.
Carrie, what was your favorite moment in all of this?
I think my favorite moment was my friend JJ Wright, who's on a comedy podcast I do called IPN. He was here visiting. He was being a really good sport about every time I drink a juice, I would be like, oh, this is so gross. This is so gross. Everybody taste it. And of course, nobody wanted to. JJ kept being like, I'll taste it, Carrie.
Nice.
And then he'd take a swig of it and be like, yeah, it's pretty bad. So anyway, the worst one was red beet juice type stuff.
Oh, yeah. And that's a bad first one.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was gross. So the moment where we both shared in the misery of drinking the red juice while everyone around us was looking at us like we were two idiots was pretty heartwarming.
Nice. Yeah, that reminds me, my wife wanted to have a sip of everyone before I started on it. Mm-hmm. So she would take a sip out of it and go, not bad, or ew.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd continue. And I had a lot of people at work asking me about this. And you get to this point where you want to be like, I'm doing this ironically, okay? Don't judge me.
It's an experiment.
Yeah, it's not something I do normally. But I'd say my favorite moment was probably getting the call from the detox counselor.
Sure.
You know, taking a break from her psychotherapy to answer my questions about toxins and just say all kinds of wild things.
Cool. But all in all, it was worth doing. Worth trying.
And it's one I would recommend to some people, like if they were looking for some way to kind of mix up their diet. And
it does also, for me, anytime I don't eat regularly or don't eat a lot one day, it slows me down to thinking about what I eat.
Yeah.
And so then I'll start being like, oh, you know, I could just eat grapes right now instead of eating grape nuts. See what I did there?
Yeah, nice comparison. You know what? That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up because I think it makes you more conscious about what you need to survive and that you can kind of pare back on a lot of things that we eat that we don't need to eat.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good for that, just for mental calibration.
Yeah. Like yesterday for lunch, you know what I ate?
No, I don't.
3/4 of a banana and some peanut butter. And you know what? I didn't need anything else.
There you go.
Mm.
Perfectly good.
What a story. So, Ross, before we wrap up, what should people do for my birthday?
Okay, so if you really want to make Carrie happy, make her feel, you know, like this is going to be a good decade, this being 30, you can.
I will be 30 for 10 years, that's right.
You can go to onopodcast.com/donate.
And give us money. Now, here's the thing. We know that it's a really bad economy right now. Everybody's kind of having to cut back on their giving. We totally get it. And if you can't afford, we understand and we hope you continue to listen. But we are hurting a little bit in the donations category and we would love it if you love this show and if you can give us just $1 a month or $5 a month, please go to the website and do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it for our show. Our executive producer is Ian Kramer, and our producer is Brian Thompson.
And our theme music was written by Brian Keith Dalton of Mr. Deity fame.
You can find us on the web at onopodcast.com or facebook.com/onrack. And be sure to check out our pictures by liking us.
But before we go,
so this is our traditional weekend warrior. It's a 10-quart program. This is a great cleanse to start on a Friday. However, you can start this cleanse on a Monday or Wednesday on our cleanse schedule. So basically, our customers take home 10 quarts of juice, and this is the system that we put them on. We start them off with each day with a detox tea, and this is a cinnamon rooibos. We use mild blends of teas like peppermint, cinnamon, wildflowers, rooibos, because they're antioxidant rich and they're non-caffeinated. That's very important. And then we also move to the next juice, which is our red juice. We call it the red juice, but they're really energy juices. They're a little higher glycemic, meaning that we're using foods that are gonna bolster the energy up, like beets and carrots, and then we couple them with vegetables like celery or parsley, spinach, arugula, seasonal fruits, vegetables, and cucumbers that are in season. We're always creating farm-to-table, seasonal fresh juices. Our third quart of juice is a green juice. sometimes it filters up a little bit, but it's pretty dense. There's a little fiber in there. They're really dark, leafy greens. We have two recipes in our 10-day pack. So what I'm showing you here is how you're building a one-day cleanse on your first half of the two-day cleanse. So you start with the teas, you drink your green juice every 2 hours, you're drinking juices and hydrating the body. In addition to these juices, you're also drinking 1 quart of water. So we're building you up, we're hydrating you, and then we're also making sure that you're keeping the lean body muscle mass. It's really important that as for this weekend warrior, you're keeping that protein foundation built for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. You're drinking at least one serving of this. There's about 4 servings in 1 quart. You can break that up into 2 to 4 servings a day. So there's a little flexibility. We're creating a template of juices and structure to drink from AM to PM. One of the most important aspects of this cleanse, which why people come back to our traditional weekend warrior cleanse, is because we provide an extra quart of a protein smoothie. So this is a great cleanse for people who are really trying to lose weight. Maybe they're carrying about 50 pounds over for weight, or they're trying to increase their exercise program. Like they're runners, they're athletes, they're into yoga, they're yoga teachers, they're dancers. People who are requiring a lot of protein about 2 to 3 times a day. So that's why we have the 5th quart for the day, which is your bolstered protein smoothie. Now this quart for new beginners on cleanses, you don't have to drink it the first day, but it's a very good to know that it's there, that you can integrate this in the course of your day. We find that athletes or athlete warrior type of people, earth warriors we like to call them, are needing that extra protein to bolster. So that's day 1.